Tonight, we're going to be discussing the second part of Yarmulkes. We're going to be discussing. I left it downstairs in the copy machine. This day would happen once I leave it downstairs in the copy machine. Okay. We're going to be discussing what happened. What exactly? I'm just going to get a copy. Yeah, left one copy. Left my original in the copy machine. I know one day that would happen. Okay. Tonight we're going to discuss the shayla of what about wearing a yarmulke for making a bracha, for learning, and for even walking into a shul. And we'll see some of the interesting shaylas that come up with yarmulke. Just to recap what we did last week, we basically came out last week that there's three opinions in the Paiskim whether or not wearing a yarmulke is either perhaps a minog chasidus. It's not an obligation. Second opinion is it's an accepted custom. The third opinion, perhaps the minority opinion, that it might even be in a din d'oraisa, that one has to wear a yarmulke. So we'll assume, like Rav Paiskim, that wearing a yarmulke today is really but an act of piety. It's not an obligation. But, as Ravad Yosef mentioned, that today it's really an association. A person sees you without a yarmulke, they right away assume you're this, you're that, and therefore we have to try to wear a yarmulke wherever we are, just not to give off false impression about ourselves. Based on that introduction, we come to a very famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. This tshuva from Rav Moshe is well known. A fellow who's quite older than me told me he remembers growing up as a kid that everyone knew this tshuva from Rav Moshe. What's this tshuva from Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe was asked about getting a job wherein the situation would require you not to be able to wear a yarmulke to work. The question is that permissible or not permissible? Now again, today, the situation is very different. But again, anytime that does, the shayla does come up, if it's negated to one's profession and one's livelihood, they have to deal with this carefully and make sure they are dealing with the shayla properly. But Rav Moshe was asked the following shayla. Hinei bedovah shetzarech lahasig mishra shetzarech lehifagesh in balei hamishrad sheomrim loy. He has a job. He has to meet with the bosses. Sheomrim loy. They tell him sheitzarech shom lahoyrit kovam al rosho. He has to take off his hat. Belei shebegilei rosh. He has to sit without a head covering. Baloi kippah shekarin yamulka. Shem yilba shom kippah. If he wears a kippah, lo yikablu alav oidi shom. He won't get a job. I guess someone gave him the heads up. You're going to meet with the boy. You're going to meet with the big guys in the company. And you want to make partner, whatever you're trying to make. But if you come in with a yamulka, you're not getting the job. And those that are helping him get this job interview, and they're telling him, they're giving him the heads up, they're telling him, this is not going to be good. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get the job if you show up with that thing on your head. And they tell him, after you get the job, then you can, you know, after you get the job already, then they'll let you sit with the yarmulke. Because why? Denver. Because we're talking about over here, this is like, if I'm not remembering, the tshuva was either in the 60s or the 70s, we're going back some time, in Denver. It wasn't so easy to get jobs. It wasn't so simple to get jobs where they were okay with, you know, obviously yarmulke wearing people. So the question presented to Rav Moshe, im zemut. That was the shayla presented to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe writes, hanir din is daiti demutter. So Moshe, no problem. Go on the interview. Take your yarmulke off for the interview. No problem. Why? Because if you go through the sugi of yarmulke, which we did last week in depth, you'll see on your own that according to most opinions, the whole wearing of yarmulke is not obligatory. It is a midas chasidus. Now, yes, of course, we'd like us all to do midas chasidus, but the question is at what cost? Now, I would continue the sugi, and Rav Moshe doesn't discuss it, but we're living in a world today where at some places it's just dangerous to wear a yarmulke. Those who've traveled parts of Europe know this firsthand, that it is dangerous to wear a yarmulke. Now again, we have options. You can put on a cap, you can put on a hat. I'm not saying there aren't options, and I think you should try to use those options, but if, let's say, for example, you're in a certain part of the world where that's not an option, you don't have a cap, I would think twice about perhaps not wearing a yarmulke where it's dangerous. You're not mechuyev to get beaten up. You're not mechuyev to hurt yourself to do a midas chasidus. Rav Moshe is going to say, you're not even mechuyev to lose money for this midas chasidus. So kol shekein, you're not mechuyev to potentially hurt yourself or get harmed. So I think this is something that is sadly enough, negeya again today. So,
talking about any situation, meaning, is it just in work, or is
this
when you're eating?
Well, meaning what you're doing at work?
Is midas chasidus?
No, Minz Chasidus is walking. We're going to talk about brachas. Eating is not a problem as long as there's no brachas involved. But we'll talk later today about brachas, davening, and learning. But here we're talking about you're going to go to work. You're going to go to the interview, sit down with the bosses, you know, talk, and then you'll leave. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, go for it. It's mutter. Because the whole thing is only means chasidus. Avo kezusha kol adam tzarech l'sanak means chasidus. But avada, we all like to follow means chasidus. I'm a magad avram, simit sadiav, simit gimel, v'erech, v'mach, tzashek, osim, and beis, sifkat, and zayin, and mashal, but chuvish, evi, atas, and ches, with akibash, and beis, shehevi, came a call. But this is all we saw this all last week, that many, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quoted the Kolbe. The Kolbe said that the whole yarmulke wearing is merely a midas chasidus. Now, of course, we all do it, and I'm not, the purpose of the shiur was not to wear a yarmulke, but it was for us to understand where it comes from. So he writes, even saying Hashem's name, which we'll talk about more, but in this week. So therefore, Dr. Maisha, I'm going to skip all the Mamre Kremis, because we saw them last week. Shalachain. Avsha kivin shugar and higluzeb b'chol Yisrael. So Dr. Maisha, yes, the minute today in Kalei Yisrael is we all wear yarmulkes, but like garbim and hagi Yisrael kadeshim, v'adle odif maisim mamish, till hafs is god, la'in b'choif. But not, again, we all do it, but against what? What are we going up against? Losing your job or not getting a job and not having what to feed your family? It's not worth it, Dr. Moshe. The oinus mammon, who oinus? Because if you're being oppressed for mammonous reasons, what we call your force due to mammon, that's a cheshbon. He says that's true even for mitzvahs. The guy with mitzvahs say, you don't have to spend more than a fifth of your estate to do a mitzvah. To add Easter to Chasiv Chayiv up till the 10th. The guy with mitzvahs say, I don't know where he got that number from. Vimkin, wearing a yarmulke is not a mitzvah deraisa. So to Moshe, it's a good custom. It's a nice thing to do. She'oinis mammon, who oinis? But you know, against the pressures of money, money wins. V'asoges mishra shu l'parnasosei, who has to go to Yisr. Af michoy mish'einu michoy. So to Moshe, that's a big loss. Not getting a job, not having a parnasa. That's a big loss. Rav Moshe thinks you're not michoy to give that up to wear yarmulke. Okay, but there's only one problem. This was all assuming that the only reason why you wear yarmulke is because it's an act of piety. But we mentioned last week the Taz. The Taz was of the opinion that the reason why we wear yarmulke is because if not, we're in a violation of an Isser Deraisa called Chukas HaGoyim. Because the Taz had this cheshbon that the way the Goyim, they like to walk into places and take off their hat. So if we don't wear a hat, so we're violating Chukas HaGoyim. That's a lav. The halach is you have to spend all your money not to be over a lav. So if the reason why you wear a yarmulke is because of the Taz, so now Rav Moshe's heta goes out the window. Rav Moshe's heta was because I need a job. So therefore I don't have to keep Midas Chasidus. But it's not Midas Chasidus according to the Taz. It's a lav. It's a lav deraisa. Lav deraisa. You gotta empty the bank account for a lav deraisa. So asks Rav Moshe, how am I gonna get around that? So Rav Moshe has a shtickle tire. So Dr. Rav Moshe, he doesn't understand the Taz. Now you have to remember, the Taz was written in the 1600s. We're talking about 400 years later, 350 years later. So Dr. Rav Moshe, avoshitas ataz shom deikir iser bimkemesenu shuchaikakum, in his place where it was a like religious custom. Shemkein hulav shayinis mammon eini einis. Shemirah lachmikam I say. If it's taka a goyish custom, so they have to be machmir. Avsha pligi alav the hatayma hu tam gadol. Vayim bigus Moshe chelgav zarachem sin avsha dakti bitama magen Avram. Says Ramesha, today, Goyim don't go bareheaded because of religious purposes. It's just more comfortable. That's why they don't wear a head covering. What's the proof? How many Goyim do you see that walk around with head coverings? Even from people, we don't necessarily put on hats on our head. We just wear yarmulkes, and it's just more comfortable. Even in the winter when it's cold, what do you do when you come in the house? You take it off. Why? Because it's annoying to wear a hat. It's not a religious thing; it's a comfortability thing. So why do the goyim not wear hats also? Because it's just not comfortable. No religious aspect. Even when the guy have to put on a hat, because your mother tells you whenever you go outside in the winter, you have to wear a hat. They take off their hats inside. Why? Because it's annoying. So you know why they wear their heads uncovered? Because they don't want to cover it, because it's annoying, so they don't wear the hat. It's not a religious comment. So the whole Taz is not negeya. So once you take the taz out of the equation, it goes back to midas chasidus. Midas chasidus against money, Dr. Moshe, you don't have to do. So Moshe concludes, this is a very famous tshuva, which many people needed to use at a time, and maybe some still need to use it today. Okay, you have to know your situation. But if you taka feeling, you're not going to get a job if you show up to the interview with the yarmulke. Again, everyone's field is different, and outside of New York is different than other states. Again, everyone has, if the shail does arise, everyone should handle it carefully and with someone who knows what they're doing, because again, not having a job is a serious thing. But Dr. Moshe, he thinks it's taka mutter. He thinks it's taka mutter, lutzarech. Right, that's right. Right, right. They taka wear it all the time. Yeah, they're very frum. So, this is the famous tshuva that Moshe. Yes, that's going to get true. Right, so that's what we spoke about when we did the sugya of Cholamoy, the difference between losing and not gaining. Yeah, that I'm not so sure about. If I'm not mistaken, I remember seeing in a different shuvah, Rav Moshe Taka discusses the idea of getting a job is not really a hefsid moment. It's really what we call menias revach. But if I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe thinks that that's enough for this also. So perhaps, let's say you want to move up also in the next.
Still in midas chasidus. Why can't I do anything to get it? I'm looking at a chasid.
Right, but no. Moshe's point is that it became an accepted kvar nohgu. We all accepted to do it, so it's somewhat binding. But Dr. Moshe up against one. That was Moshe's point. It is. But Rashi said, he has this line that it already became accepted as, you know, something we do. Now, if that's true, then it becomes really binding, becomes a neder, becomes binding. That's the famous Chassam Sofer that the Pesach Tshuva quotes, that a minig is more chomer because a minig is a neder and a neder is more binding. So Rashi is kind of like dancing this topic over. He's saying, well, yeah, on one end, yes, but on the other hand, there's more leniencies. So Rashi is open to the idea that for parnasa purposes, perhaps one would be able to be somewhat more maker. So in the Tshuva from Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, Rashi is Talmud, so he writes a Gevalda Geshayla, which is so true today. He writes, "Benir of Yitzchak Shlita Shelani." My son asked me, "Ma bedovish et unim shle kiblu aminig alechzim kisei uyachol lasis lahem reshus lesachik b'likova." Yeshiva kids always want to head to not to play ball with the yarmulkes. So these were very lomdish kids. So they told their rebbe, "We were never makabel the midas chasidus. We don't buy in. It's optional. We opt out when we play ball. We wear the yarmulke everywhere else, but when we play ball, we don't wear a yarmulke. There's nothing like doing a fast break with a yarmulke on versus it slows you down. You want the yarmulke, right? I don't want to wear the yarmulke." So they came to the Rebbe, they told the Rebbe, we were never makabel the midas chasidus, we're the yarmulke for ball playing. Put in clips. That's a very practical idea. Put in clips. He said, I asked a certain Reb Chaim, the Rav HaRoshri in Tel Aviv, and Yafo, this is what he told me. He said, the kids came with a lomdus shetaina. They told the Rebbe that we were never makabel the midas chasidus when it came to playing ball. He said, he says, I don't understand you guys. We're talking about guys that obviously know something. Right? These kids aren't, they know enough to know that the whole yarmulke is only midas chasidus, and therefore they're tiny, they're only mekabel it, not when they play ball. They were only mekabel, but when they play ball, they weren't mekabel. That's not going to fly. If we accepted the minute to wear yarmulke, we wear yarmulke. And I already wrote myself as a lecharav. Shigam oisim tzaneh shom luchol nirish im daitam v'kabel alatam lechasas reish tomid im b'shas m'sachah kudu yochem lechasas reisham mudekas l'sar reisham heit v'adei sichos. So he answered, put clips in your hair. Put bobby pins, clips that will hold the yarmulke in place. This way when you go, it won't be a problem. So someone said to Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, that's begedisha. Women wear clips. Oh, a new taina, begadisha. So Ephraim Greenblatt said, "Umashitoy in echad the sichas roish bekipa aser b'tamla yibas geves l'nashisha." Near dizelay kain, not true. Bobby pins or clips are no more male, female. They're not gender based. Everything is fine. Ukiyadua she'anshe shalomein loyv shibkipa gedelis v'leitzvichem nechisa mishesorach yochlus tam v'ze ve'ila malach. She says, "I have a better idea. Buy a really big yarmulke for playing ball. You don't have a problem." So Ephraim Greenblatt is not nochis to this idea that you can opt in, opt out. Now, I want to be this chasidus, most of the time, when I'm walking down the street and when I'm in yeshiva, but I'm playing ball, then I'm not knowing to be this chasidus. That's not exactly a viable option, and therefore he rejected that ability. He said, put on clips. It's a good thing the kids should put clips on. They wish to wear a cap. Wear a cap, you don't have a problem. The yarmulke doesn't fall. If you wear a cap, you don't have a problem. They say over here, story number 3 from the Divrei HaRav, Rabbi Rav Shechter quotes this in the Sefer. And this is something that always bothered me. I was always wondering about this. You ever go to chasanas and the band is all wearing yarmulkes? You guys wonder why they pop a yarmulke on these people? Half of them are not Jewish. So the shayla that was presented to Rabbi Soloveitchik was Pam lochu mora nachri lil moed lemude chol, a secular teacher. So they wanted to do b'yesh ktano, b'yeshiva ktano. V'nistapik ha-menal ab-nochan ha-dov l'vakish v'men lo-yishiyach bosh kipa l'rosh. Is there any reason that the English teacher has to wear a yarmulke? Once in a while, you know, it's very hard to find secular subject teachers in the yeshivas. It's almost impossible because the kids at that hour are disaster. The teachers already worked their whole day in the public school. They're tired. They're doing this just to make extra money. It's very hard to find teachers. So they found the teacher. He's a guy. He's a guy. Plop a yarmulke on his head. Is there any reason we should plop a yarmulke on an Italian guy's head when he comes to teach in the yeshiva? This was a shayla. So he writes, "Kishol dov zem rabbeinu." So Rav Shechter said, "I asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, Heshivanu shaloi tzvich levakish shemini yachvosh kippur." He said, "There's no reason why he has to wear yarmulke. He's not Jewish. Then why should he wear a yarmulke? He doesn't need Yerush Shemaim. He's not Jewish. He's not one of the Shev Mitzvahs Benech." So he says, "Kishashuv etziah shaylo lagayin Rav Moshe Feinstein." He says, "When I presented the shaylo to Rav Moshe, Heshiv, he answered, 'Ardof zin firin v'okay kloimer shal lisnag kimoy kol shara noshim shem b'moysed.'" He said that he has to feel like all the other teachers. The guy has to feel like the Jewish teachers, and he has to wear a yarmulke. Shekein yishlevakish yachvosh kippur. Rav Moshe held he should wear a yarmulke. Okay, so then Rav Shechter continues with Kshishol Dovizem Agayin Baron Kotler. Then I asked the shayla to Baron Kotler. Heshivu Shiyosehu Shibadavka Lo Yivakshu Emenu. Badavka, he shouldn't wear a yarmulke. Why, Dr. Baron? Sheyesh B'ze Inyan Sheyel V'hivdaltem V'hekesh Shirak Yehudim Choshim Kippas V'lo Yanochrim. Paket, teach the boys. Yarmulkes are for Jewish people. Goyim don't wear yarmulkes. He's Goy, she doesn't wear a yarmulke. So the two different opinions amongst the contemporary Achreinim, what the schools do today. So I asked them, I find out what they do in Rav Moshe's yeshiva, in MTJ, in Staten Island, these other yeshivas that were under Rav Moshe's ruling. I wonder if the English teachers tackle with yarmulkes. But according to Rabbi Soloveitchik and Baron Kotler, there's really no reason to why the secular teachers have to. This is always a question that they have. Whenever you see these politicians come to visit rabbis, they plop a yarmulke on there. I'm not sure what the purpose is. They're not Jewish. What's, right, so it's unity, so it's respect, one of those things or something like that, and that's why they do. But Mikra Adin, Rabban's, I think, point is very strong. Fakir, teach the boys that we're Jewish and we dress one way. He's not Jewish. He doesn't have to dress that way. Okay, now the shayla always is, at what age the kids start wearing a yarmulke? So if you look over in Nitta Gavriel, he writes, Yesh noegim lechasis es roishe miyoyim shenichnas bebisa shalavam avinu. There are people, and I know people, who are makbid that once the kid has a bris, he'll always keep his head covered. That's a doozy. The kid's always wearing a hat. I don't know if it's good for the child's hair growth and stuff like that. I don't know. But that's such a minute that the kid always wears a yarmulke from the day he finishes the bris meal. If you look at the Sefer Shefa Chaim, which is written by the Klausenberger Rebbe, he writes, Ubekiser Rosh Nogu Oilam Lahoko, you don't want to make the kid crazy. The kid's got a big hair. You make the kid nuts with the yarmulke. The kid throws it off. But when he gets his hair cut, then he has to wear a yarmulke. Said the Klaus McGrath, they go hand in hand. Because what happens when he gets three? He has Zabshem. What happens? Zabshem, you teach him the Aleph base. The first thing we teach him, we give him the payas. The chanal ma'igur, the pirka, the meramah, the yigim, amidah, shatayin, ujesh ben, or befrat shalim, and atayr, tzarech, yirshamayim, atayr. The kid's going to learn Torah that day. He's got to wear a yarmulke. Ulohach, kisa, reshech, tavdalecha, imsa, deshmayim. And secondly, he says another reason why he has to wear yarmulke at his upshare is because he's going to say Hashem's name and you have to wear yarmulke. So, like the Klausenberger Rebbe, the accepted custom is the kid puts on a yarmulke when he has his upshare. That's, I think, what most people do. They asked Rabbi Yashiv, the Sefer Penine Tefillah on the next page. They said, Me'ezel gil tzarech l'chachvosh kippa liyal katan. What age do little kids have to wear yarmulke? So Rabbi Yashiv answered, Me'gil shehu oilech, from the age that they walk. I don't know if he meant crawling, he meant walking on their own, not clear. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, Af pisha dain eina ben shalish. Kids walk before they're three. The gamli also like the spirus. The kid doesn't have a hickory, he's got long hair. You ever see those kids with the long hair, the pants plop a yarmulke on their head? Says Rabbi Yashiv, yeah, eina charami. Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion, has nothing to do with haircuts, not like the Klausenberger Rebbe. He thought, once the kid starts to walk, what's walking? So they explain in the footnote, yesh lumot sheyesh shayches l'gil ha'roish im halicha. Rabbi Yashiv thought that since the Gemara Kedushin that we saw last week that teaches us, why do you have to wear yarmulke? The Gemara says you're not allowed to walk 4 amos without a yarmulke, and you're not supposed to walk haughty. So Rabbi Yashiv saw from the Gemara that there's a connection between walking and yarmulkes. So the age of when you have to wear yarmulke is when you start to walk. Okay? So therefore, Zakta Rabbi Yashiv, when the kid starts to walk. Now they write in the bottom, number 7, from Reb Chaim Kanevsky. That was the son-in-law by Rabbi Yashiv. He passed, no. He passed in the Vagain of Chaim Kanevsky, Omalisha Mizmansha in the Zarika Sakipa, at the age when the child will not throw it off his head, Kedai Lachvishlo, it's Kedai to put on the yarmulke. So I always ask, when Yevi Machlis to Rabbi Yashiv and Chaim Kanevsky, so they shared grandchildren. So what do those grandchildren do? I don't know. I guess when they visited one side of the grandparents, they had one rule. When they see the other side, they had a different rule. I don't know. So Rabbi Yashiv thought the yarmulke is dependent upon walking. Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky thinks the yarmulke is dependent on what age the kid won't throw it off. If you look at the Nitta Gavriel, number 8, he writes, V'yesh makbidah mahal b'shliyelet kippa kishabol b'seknesis. Here's an interesting minhag. We're going to discuss a little later tonight. There's an emphasis on wearing a yarmulke when you go into a shul. So there are those people that even though the kid's not yet 3, the kid's under 3, but when he comes into shul, they make him wear a yarmulke. Afafnei gimel shana. And he writes in the bottom, for a whole list of people, he quotes that was the minhag of the Avas Yisrael from Vizhnitz. He saw it by the Klausenberger Rebbe, that even though the Klausenberger Rebbe told us that the kid doesn't need a yarmulke until he's up, Sharon, that's in the house. But he comes into shul, you got to give him a yarmulke when he comes into shul. I don't think I've ever seen that, but that's a different minhag of what age the kids wear a yarmulke. Then Rav Moshe has a very famous tshuva. It's the first tshuva in Igros Moshe. First opening tshuva in Igros Moshe, Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph, is the first tshuva. What does he discuss? He discusses the size of one's yarmulke. Zokter Rav Moshe, Hine bedover kisei miktas harosh. Let's say a person's yarmulke only covers part of his head. Kigoyin biyarmulka ketana. Emoto leilach kein berachov kemoshe roa, she rabbi miyori Hashem noigim leilach kein berachov. So the Moshe, I saw very God-fearing Jews that the yarmulke is not, it's not what we call today the soup bowl yarmulke. It doesn't cover their entire head. It covers a part of their head. Is that good enough to be considered a yarmulke? So Rav Moshe says that the Shoyal, the questioner to Rav Moshe, told him that there's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger, which there is. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a famous tshuva, where he comes up with the following chiddush, that yarmulkes only count as yarmulkes if they cover your entire head. You cannot walk Dalet Amos with a yarmulke unless it covers one's entire head. So they asked Rav Moshe, what's your stand on this Rav Shlomo Kluger? So he wrote, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in Elfel Choshloima, the bekisei miktas mat rak pachas b'dalet amos. If you wear a yarmulke that only covers part of your head, that allows you to go less than dalet amos. But a begile kolay roish, aser af pachas b'dalet amos, v'rotza liyoda daiti aklusha echlas na'al lemais. They want to know what Rav Moshe holds about this Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Moshe writes a gavaldic idea. Says Rav Moshe, alo koponim tumua loimar b'lei raya chidish kazeh. Says Rav Moshe, I don't know where Rav Shlomo Kluger pulled this one out of, and this is a whopper of a chiddush, and he has no rayas to it. He says, "V'gam ha'mashma mi'achrim deloikid varav." Says Rav Moshe, I have a very stark raya against Rav Shlomo Kluger. What's his raya? The mehade betam she'in moel tayad hadanochas hayad al roish lahaskar Hashem la'mechabes b'misad yalsef dalid v'chein tzavur aramah. There's a whole discussion, we touched upon it last week, is can you use your own hand to cover your head to be a yarmulke? Whole discussion, can you, can't you? The Mashal said you could, other people say you can't. Says Rav Moshe, I don't get the whole shayla. When you use your hand to cover your head, that's only accomplishing a partial covering anyways. If Rav Shlomo Kluger is right, that every yarmulke only works if it covers your entire head, says Rav Moshe, how big is the human hand? When you use your hand to cover your head, you're at best you're only being mechase, you're only covering part of your head. And it seems like from the Rishonim and from the Achronim, that the only issue would be is, can you cover yourself with yourself? Why don't they say better? You can't cover yourself with your hand because your hand is only going to create a partial covering. Elamai says Ramesh, you see, Shlomo Kluger is not right. It's a very, very strong raya. No, but they sound like it works. No, but they sound like that would fix the problem, but it wouldn't fix the problem because it's only going to do a partial covering. Says Rav Moshe, "Hurak mitam dein aguf yochel chazatzmei." When mitam zem achem niach yoder, everyone holds. If someone else puts their hand on my head, I can make a bracha. Fractur Moshe, how can you do that? It's only a partial covering. So there's a tshuva for Rav Moshe Shtembach. It didn't fit on the paper. It's on last week's Ma'amar Kaimis. Rav Moshe Shtembach wants to draw a distinction between covering for brachas versus covering for walking. It's very shver because I think it's against the lumness of the sugya. He assumes that what works for brachas doesn't always work for walking. I would have thought it's the other way around. That what works for walking, kol shekein, should work for brachas. But that's Rav Moshe Steinbach's argument. We it's on last week's Ma'amar Kaimis. It didn't fit in this week's Ma'amar Kaimis. But Rav Moshe thinks not like that. Rav Moshe thinks that if it works for brachas, it works for walking. If you're telling me I can use someone else's hand to cover my head, even though he's only covering half my head, so you see a partial covering is a good covering. Sefer Zot Yomayshah, he doesn't understand Reb Shlomo Kluger's problem, and therefore he writes at the end of the first paragraph, Ulechein, Das Agay Reb Shlomo Kluger, he shall loike chol achroinim, vavidaitoi das yochid. Reb Moshe thinks it's a minority opinion. Then Reb Moshe adds another equation. What would Reb Shlomo Kluger's yarmulke look like? Zot Yomayshah, Ach, afl das Agay Reb Shlomo Kluger, near than his daiti shurak v'kisoi, pochlis merei v'roish, the yizba deruba kikuli. He thinks you have to have a rubik kikuli. You don't have to have a yarmulke that engulfs your entire head. He needs to have that covers roiv your head. And then you will apply the rule of Ruba Kikula. The Rav Shlomo Kluger thought if the yarmulke only covers a minority of your head, that's Nuga, to which Rav Moshe disagrees. But even according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, the frumest cheshbin, you don't have to have a yarmulke that engulfs your entire head. You have to have a yarmulke that covers rive of your head. Now you have to sit there with a tent measure and measure your head and figure out how the math works. But according to Rav Moshe, even Rav Shlomo Kluger, you'd be able to say Ruba Kikula. So how do we paskin? So after Moshe, the last paragraph. Ulechein, lemaisa haroitzel achem v'loch shudas ha'gredim shalom mekugot ha'chuchas is roiv roishoy. If you want to be very firm, you have to cover the majority of your head. Shehu b'roiv ha'kovim u'b'yalma koz ha'gedom. That's if you have, that will work for most hats. This would be a perk of wearing a cap. If you wear a cap, it's covering everything. It's better than a yarmulke. It's covering everything. Or Moshe calls big yarmulkes. Aval adina ein mechuyovin. Says Rav Moshe, you need not be concerned with Rav Shlomo Kluger. Kivin shehu das yochid, he's a minority opinion. Ubefrat shurag beis midas chasidus. Rav Moshe l'shitas, the whole yarmulke is only a midas chasidus. How firm are we going to be on a midas chasidus?
So he's talking about on the rove. In other words, he's saying that Rav Kluger is only saying it's rove anyway.
Even right. That's right. Meaning even the frumest chesh would only be a rove. You don't have even the right, exactly. I mean, Rav Shlomo Kluger would be very happy if he had a majority covered, because he'd apply Ruba Kikula, which we'll see that was the opinion
of the hand. Is that
rove? I don't
know. Maybe his territory for the
hand. Right, but Rav Moshe holds even that you don't need. Rav Moshe holds personally.
Yeah, the other facilities in the hand doesn't work because
That's right.
But Lamaisa would work for Rav Kluger, I don't know.
That's right, right. Could be because Rav Shlomo Kluger, you'd be yoitzer using a hand, right. So Rav Moshe concludes. He says, "Mishum shalohaya aminig lahachmi yosim meroy lefi agamar v'shochanoch ulechein im ach mechusse boifin sheniku shereish mechusse v'shoyim leich mechov va'af levarich." No problem, says Rav Moshe. As long as it's somewhat covered, you're good to go. So Mishnah Berurah said you're supposed to wear when you're sleeping also. Mishnah Berurah quotes that chumrah, but Mikra did. It's not what the Gemara says. It's only when you're moving you really have to wear it. Now Rav Moshe seems to be very mekel. Now according to Rav Moshe, so is there a minimum size for a yarmulke? But they used to call a bottle cap yarmulke. Is that good enough? So some Acharim have this svar, Bavad Yosef writes it. It has to be nicker that I see you're wearing a yarmulke. That's also made up, doesn't say anywhere. That's the definition of a yarmulke. Not how much size. If I walk down the street and I can see you, I see he's wearing a yarmulke. That's good enough. Moshe doesn't say that in the tshuva.
It's
not someone's tiny to me, but you can't see. It gets absorbed in his head, right? This and that and the other. Someone said, that's the argument for wearing colorful yarmulkes. This way, everyone can see you wearing a yarmulke. I don't know. That's what Rabbi Vadya writes. Rabbi Shtenberg writes like that. I'm not sure where that comes from. But Mikra did it could be really, it doesn't have to be that big. However, they quote from the Chazinish, number 10, they say for Elo B'tomor, they write, Kisei Haroish, Tzorich Shei Mechasa, it's Roiv Haroish. The yarmulke has to cover the majority of your head, which is like Rav Shlomo Kluger. The way Rav Moshe understood Rav Shlomo Kluger is really what the Chazanish held. Then they say over from the Sefer Minchas Toida from Chaim Kanievsky, Ki Yadua, it is well known, Das Rabbeinu, this is the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shakipa Tzvicha L'chas is Reb Rosh. Chaim Kanievsky holds that the yarmulke has to cover the majority of your head, which is no surprise. That was the opinion of his uncle. The Upam Achas, and then they tell us a cute story. He saw one of his family members that were wearing a small yarmulke. And they told him, he told him, you forgot to switch yarmulkes from the one you were born with. You know, it's time to move on to a new yarmulke. It's time for a new yarmulke. That's what Chaim Kanievsky. Okay. So on the footnote in the Sefer Ela B'Tomer, he writes, why did the Chazanish hold you have to cover Roif? Okay. Supposedly the Chazanish is yarmulke. You have to look in the pictures. It covered his entire head. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein was the son-in-law by the Chazanish, by the Brisker Rav. Omar, he said, his yarmulke took up his entire head. I don't know, I looked at the pictures online from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, I didn't exactly see that, but okay, I trust him. So if you look at all the Gedolim pictures, you look at, most of them don't cover the whole, you look at Rabbi Yaakov's, and Rabbi Moshe had the very high yarmulkes. You look at Rabbi Yaakov's yarmulke, I was reading his book, it doesn't cover, it's just like a regular, you know, it plops on top of his head. It doesn't, unless they mean Kol Rosh means this part, I mean, no one thinks you have to wear a yarmulke over here by your pace. That's impossible. So I guess they mean this part of your head. I don't know, not clear to me.
When the concept of Kisui Rosh, let's say Tefillah, right?
Yeah.
Does it have the same, would it have the same parameters, meaning does it mean that your Kisui Rosh means you have to cover your whole entire head? Or is that
Pashtus, whatever you mean.
Right, so I'm saying, what is...
I think it would be the same. Whatever you think. Well, I shouldn't say that exactly. Well, we'll see that the idea of davening might be a little different, but it seemed to be would follow the same. Rav Moshe thinks it should follow the same shur. That's clear. So he quotes over here that his shver, the brisker rav, holach and kippa al roiv roishay. The brisker rav wore a yarmulke that covered the majority of his head. Well, the briskers. You know, so if you want to sell yarmulkes now, so you have to know how to sell them. You sell the Rav Shlomo Kluger yarmulke, you sell the Chazanish yarmulke, right? You sell Rav Moshe Feinstein yarmulke. It's good for business, you know how to sell yarmulke. Rabbi Yashiv. What are they asked Rabbi Yashiv. They told him this. Shamanu Maharav is Divri Achsam Sefer. We heard this Achsam Sefer, number 12. The Sagi Bekise Roish Avbisha Poritz Berubal Oimid. That's good enough to have a covering, even though most of it's opened. That sounds like a very small yarmulke. But we heard from one of the principals in Bnei Brak that they heard from Chaim Kanevsky, heard from the Chazanish. This is the school policy. What's the school policy for yarmulkes? Can you wear a small yarmulke or a big yarmulke? If you don't wear it, it's not mechase roiv roish, it doesn't count. So that's Rabbi Yashiv, his opinion. Says Rabbi Yashiv, zeloy min hadin. It's not true. You don't need such a big yarmulke. Ain't kam brachal v'atolah. It's absolutely not a brachal v'atolah. It's up to Moshe, it's up to Rabbi Yashiv, I don't know. Because the Marshal wrote, Mefurish, the chol din kisei reishu dafke b'hilich tachaz av ha-shamayim. Lo b'mokim sheyesh gag. Now this is huge. Rabbi Yashiv brought that Marshal as a raya. Even though we mentioned last week that most people assume that the Marshal, Shari Tshuva writes like that, the Behetiv writes like that, the Marshal never really meant this as a heter, that you don't need to wear yarmulke when you're under the star, when you're under a roof. But Rabbi Yashiv is giving you credence over here. And then he quotes of Moshe's raya. If hands work, you don't need such a big yarmulke. He writes, so why did the Chazanish say it? Because you have to figure out what rule of thumb you're going to use. So instead of saying the yarmulke has to be 2 inches, 3 inches, he said, oh, it has to cover the majority. It just makes it easier for things. But the Chazanish never really meant that Allah Chalamaisa. That's Rabbi Yashiv's understanding. The Chazanish never meant halach. So I, Poshim Shah, we saw the Chazanish, we thought he meant like Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rabbi Yashiv, no. Avada, it's not true. So why did the Chazanish say that? Because he had to make some rule of thumb for the principal. The principal's not going to sit there measuring every kid's yarmulke because they made a rule. It's got to cover the majority of your head. That was the rule. But make your head, then, Rabbi Yashiv. It's not true. It does not have to cover the majority of your head. You can be samech on all the other paiskim. So Rabbi Yaakov has a cute shiloh over here. He wants to know, peyo nochris la anoshim. Let's say a man has a toupee. Does he have to put a yarmulke on top of the toupee? Okay? So Dr. Biankiv, pay a nochris la anoshim, bishvil kisei roish bivadi zemalo. It's kavaldic. That works. Al yesh lochos la maris ayin. So Moshe, it's maris ayin. You have such a good toupee. No one knows you're wearing a yarmulke. Al koponim bishosh mevarach v'oichel. The michzi ki mevarach v'oichel v'gilei roish. But Moshe really thinks, if a man's wearing a good toupee, why is he eating yarmulke? It's got something with malam reishi. But Reishi thinks it's not a good idea. All your friends see you sitting down at the restaurant. You're not making brachas. You're not wearing a yarmulke. It doesn't look right. So Reishi thinks at least during brachas you should put on a yarmulke. But make your adin, one does not need to wear a yarmulke if he has a toupee. Okay, that was the psak for Rabbi. Huh? So shechina lamalam reishi. It's somehow supposed to bring into Yerushalayim.
In other words, I'm supposed to. It's an individual thing.
Pashtus, yeah, but there's also a very strong element of perception that we're very worried about what people are going to say of you. That we saw already from Rabbi Yashiv and other
Achrim. And for women, it doesn't apply.
Oh, that's what we're going to get to today. Now,
it's the basis of
your
character.
Well, yeah, you act a certain way as well. You'll behave differently when you're wearing the yarmulke. Now we got to switch gears a second and try to figure out, this is all walking and traveling and moving. What about the second halacha? What's the second halacha? If you look at number 14, there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is Simen Tzadi Alf. The original makar of yarmulke is in Simen Beis. When the Shulchan Aruch talks about getting dressed in the morning, so there he talks about yarmulke, and then, you know, 90 simanim later, he talks about davening. Was he right over there? Yesh oimrim. There are those who say, she'asur lohoitzi askar mepiv b'resh megillah. It is asur, strong wording, not like midas chasidus, asur, forbidden, to mention Hashem's name with your head uncovered. V'yesh oimrim, there are those who say, she'esh lemchoyz, you should stop. She'elichnes beis haknesses begilah resh. You're not allowed entry into the shul without a yarmulke. Now, if you notice, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say which gender we're talking about. Sounds like both men, women, single, married, doesn't matter. Everyone and anyone has to wear a yarmulke when they make a bracha. Now he calls it a yesh oimrim. Now what do you do with the yesh oimrim? Is there anyone that argues on this yesh oimrim? That doesn't give us much information. Where does this all come from? So if you look at number 15, the Beis Yosef explains it a little bit more for us. And he writes, Rabbein Yeruchim kasa b'soif nesiv tazayin. Rabbein Yeruchim is the yesh oimrim. What does Rabbein Yeruchim hold? She'asur levarich b'gilei ha'roish. Rabbein Yeruchim holds mamash asr. Again, perhaps walking is not aser, but brachas are aser. And he says, where does it all come from? It's found in Masechta Seifrim. Masechta Seifrim, Perek Yedal Kasa, Paiseach, Paicheach, Ani Roim, Kiroim. I be God of Perumim, I Misha Roish Megullah. Says Masechta Seifrim, if someone is here, his head is uncovered, Pirus says Shema. He's allowed to read the Shema, be Mitzi, everyone, and say Birchas Kriya Shema. Vieshaim, be Kirov, be God of Perumim, Pirus, Avaloi be Roish Megullah. She'ain a Rasha Lahitzi as Karmapiv. It's two sheets in Masechta Seifrim. The Mikar of not making a bracha with your head uncovered is a machloik, is a Masechta the Seifrim. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, Nire, Shu machloik is a motel of Erech Begile Roish im Aser. The Kivin de Rabbein Yeruchim Pasa Kemanda Omar Aser, Hachi Naktinon. So it sounds like the Beis Yosef is picking sides. Beis Yosef is saying, although it's a machloik, is a Masechta the Seifrim, but since Rabbein Yeruchim picked sides, no, that's what we're going to do. So here it sounds like the Beis Yosef, even though in Shulchan Aruch it was a little Yeshaimim, but here it sounds like Halacha L'Maaseh. The Beis Yosef holds you're not allowed to say a bracha with one head uncovered. So the million dollar question is, and let's say you did, you have to make the bracha again. Let's say a guy, this happens more than you think. A guy davens the entire shachris and realizes he never had a yarmulke on his head. Because when he took his tefillin, he didn't realize it. And someone just told me this shaila happened to him last week. He didn't realize he was mamish not wearing a yarmulke. Do you have to daven again? Make a bracha. You weren't wearing a yarmulke. You forgot. Absent minded. You have to make another bracha, so it's a very, very big machalikis achrein. But the makor of not making, of not allowed to make a bracha without a yarmulke comes from, it's again, you can argue and say, who told Rabbein Yeruchim to go l'chumra? Maybe you should pass like the other opinion and go l'kula, which is one of the arguments many achreinim make. But Rabbein Yeruchim writes it, and Shulchan Aruch accepts it. So we don't make brachas without a head covering. However, if you look in the Marshal was very against this, and he has such a shtark aloshin. He quotes the Masechta Seifrim, and he quotes the Rabbi Yeruchim, and he writes, about 5 lines in, he writes, "V'lulei she'neini rogel l'chalak al kadmoinim, if I wasn't accustomed to not arguing on the Rishonim, I would argue on the Rishonim." Which means, I'm about to argue on the Rishonim. "Amalei she'esh godol she'esieini, ha'yisi no'it l'hakal." If there was not anyone else that was on my team, if I had more people on my team, I would totally make a push for saying that you're allowed to make a bracha with your head uncovered. Why? I have another raya. I have a raya from a medrash. What's the right of the Medrash? The Medrash says, "Amar Rebbe Koy Melech Bas V'Dam Meshaga Petruk Moshaloi LeMedina Mahi Moisin Kol B'Dei Medina Oim De Mal Raglei Mepayim Nes Roishin V'Koy Noisin Beim Mebiira Peretz V'Zeya Avak Kosh Baruch Hu Yisparuch Am Yisrael Karuk Yishma Petruk Mo Didei Akosh Baruch Hu. I'm so much nicer than you. All the other countries and governments, they have such rules and regulations how they pray to me. They have to dress this way and that way. I'm very chill." Hashem says, "I let you say my Shema however you want. I don't make you stand, and I don't make you cover your head." "I don't make you cover your head, really? You could say Shema bareheaded?" Says Marshal, "Yeah." Says the Medrash, "It's a problem. It's okay." Mashma lehedya deleka isav pias roish elu shalichmer aleim uma esish kar hol isav. What am I supposed to do now? Says Marshal. Rabbi Yerucham became such a frumba, he asked it. Avol bezet emani shenogu isav pias roish apolit tefila. Now people got even firmer than this. They decided you can't not only you're not allowed to make a bracha without any yarmulke, you're not even allowed to walk around without any yarmulke. Says the Marshal, "This is already too firm for me. This is chumra upon chumra. I don't know where everyone got so from." He says, "Vaked, the only Gemara that talks about people not being keeping their hair covered is women. Gemara and Ksuba, Tafayim Beis. A lady has to keep her hair covered. Doesn't say anything about a man." So the Mashal seems to be disagreeing on the whole notion of being machmer for bracha, as is the Pri Chodesh. There's a long Pri Chodesh over here in number 17. Where the Pri Chodesh has a bunch of Gemaras that are kamat mashmer. There's no hakpada to make a bracha with a yarmulke. It's just not true. Now the truth is, we never came across such a Gemara. We saw a lot of Gemaras last week about yarmulkes. We did not see any Gemara that made an emphasis on wearing one when you're davening or making a bracha. We saw Gemaras about walking, and Gemaras about Yerushalayim, and about Gemaras about... But we never saw any Gemara that says anything specific. So he has a whole list of Gemaras over here where he thinks there's no raya, even though, but it's interesting, at the end of the Pri Chodesh, after he brings like 5 Gemaras that prove you don't need to wear a yarmulke when you make a bracha, he concludes, "Mi yesh l'hachmer k'divir oiser." You should still be machmer. After all said and done, you should still be machmer. However, the Vilna Gaon thought not like that. The Vilna Gaon thought that you don't need to wear a yarmulke when you make a bracha. What's his raya? Says the Vilna Gaon, he has another raya. He writes, he calls the Masechta the Seifrim, but he says, "But I have a Gemara." What's the Gemara? The Gemara in Brachas discusses the layout of your day. The Gemara says, so when you get up in the morning, you make this bracha. What bracha do you finally make when you put on a hat? Oite Yisrael b'Safara. In fact, the Vilna Gaon, how'd you make the other first brachas? The bracha of Eitei Yisrael is when you make a head covering. Effective on the going, but if I'm not allowed to make any brachas without a head covering, how did I get the Eitei Yisrael b'Zavara? How did I make the first 7, 8 brachas, whatever they are? Elamai says, "If on the going, it's not true. The whole thing is only midas chasidus." So So the Vilna Gaon, you have the Vilna Gaon, the Marshal, and the Pre-Chodesh, all seemingly disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch, all citing that it's really not the end of the world if one were to make a bracha without a yarmulke.
So,
Right. So it's not really. So today we don't make it necessarily in association with doing it. It's a more commemoration. Other people say it's not the yarmulke. It's a different. It's part of getting dressed. That level of hat. You know, they used to wear hats. Now we don't wear hats anymore. But that was part of the dress code. But that's one of his ways.
So on this level, a hat and a yarmulke, whatever size is appropriate, it would be the same.
Yeah. 100%. That's why many people talk about when they put on their hat, they take their yarmulke off. Because there's no reason, you don't need both.
Or the other.
Or whatever.
So, but let's say, don't Kedusha, so to be known.
That's a separate question. That's a separate question. That's called to cover something on top of the yarmulke is ready for Davish and Kedusha. That's a different question. I'm talking about just to be yoitz in the midst of yarmulke, or the din of bracha. It could be for a Davish and Kedusha, you have to have another level of atifa. But for typical Shem Hashem, a bracha, anything. For the same price, you could throw drape a towel over your head. But you know, and that would suffice as well. So the Moshe has a tshuva over here, number 19. It's a little long. The Moshe has a tshuva like this. Ubedavar echad she'espalo b'shoigi b'gilei rosh. Guy daven by mistake without a yarmulke. I'm sure it's happened to many people. You don't realize, you think it's on, it's not on, understand the other. What do you do? So the Moshe says, hine, le'niz da'itim v'nasei nusha okam o'echam v'tfilo davka b'gilei rosh. So the Moshe says, the goyim go to daven with the gilei rosh. V'chein oimim divle teflusam davka b'gilei rosh. And they daven with their head uncovered. So the Moshe, it's now awesome in the raisa because of chugas ha'goyim. Since today the goyim bedavka daven with their head uncovered, so now if you're going to daven with your head uncovered, you're going to be in a violation of chugas ha'goyim. So Moshe says, even though today it's not a religious reason, as Moshe himself pointed out, the lack of covering is not religious. Moshe writes over an interesting svar. He writes, "Av mishas divit teflusam hu chok la'akum," but not during prayer. During prayer, there's an extra emphasis not to have anything on your head. So, Dr. Moshe, today, not to bring a yarmulke for davening is taka alav. For afli kodesh the basic nesses, but kisei reish, shem kein tfilosoi toy eva. Moshe thinks your davening is an abomination. But tzarech lachzor l'spal, you have to daven again. And he makes a comparison to davening next to tzoya. The person didn't realize where he was standing. Oh, lo and behold, he's standing around this manure. So Moshe says, you got to be davening. You're davening in a disgusting way. So Moshe, davening the way goy davens is a disgusting davening. It becomes treif. The davening is no good. So, well, it's the backwards l'shitasa, because he thinks that for prayer services, they do take off their hats. He thinks for prayer, they take our makbet, which I think is somewhat true. I don't know exactly, but... Right. There is something to it, right? That's why I thought of that. That's the extent of my knowledge. That they take off the hat when they do that. So Ramayu thinks it's a problem. Yeah, it's kadai to read the whole tshuva.
We were doing it to you. Right? We got in a regular meeting here. Everybody knows each other.
Right.
Turns out that
So that's the argument over here.
I'm not going to do it because
of... so that's the last paragraph. We'll read it quickly. Ramayu writes in the last paragraph, V'yesh makam loy medam espal begirash avshah yoyin is gamur. The guy didn't do it intentionally. So the difference is by the tzoya, there's nothing really wrong with your davening. It's just rak b'shvila iser the over al v'hoi machanecha kaddish. But Dr. Moshe, but over here, avol espal begilei roshu te'eva be'etzem. Your structure of davening is bad, even though you're not realizing it and it wasn't conscious decision. It's bad. So if it's Dr. Moshe, he thinks he has to daven again, but he ends off the tshuva tzorich in. Ruba de ruba of achrim disagree with Rav Moshe. But what's interesting is how they disagree. They have a very stark array from a Rambam in number 20. The Rambam writes 8 things that you need to have for davening. And he writes, what are they? And if you don't do them, they're not ma'akif. 8 things you need to have for davening, but they're not ma'akif. What are one of those things? He calls tikkun ha-malbushim. You have to have your clothing correctly organized. What's that? Zakhtar Rambam halacha, hey. What's one of those things? V'loy b'roshim megula. You're not allowed to have your head uncovered. So Zakti Achrayim, the Rambam says that a bareheaded davening is like not prepared. But the Rambam also wrote it's not ma'akiv. So the Chay, we see from the Rambam that it's not ma'akiv. Now again, it's not a kashan of Moshe. Rav Moshe was working with the Taz, that it's chukas ha'goyim. It could be in the times of Rambam, it wasn't chukas ha'goyim. Maybe Rav Moshe Avada agrees. I'll preparatory for davening of Avada, it's not ma'akiv. But Rav Moshe says, but today the Metzias has changed, now it's chukas ha'goyim. So the Chay, it's not a riot. But both Rav Avadja and Rav Shlomo Zalman both disagree with Rav Moshe. They both paskin b'di'evet, the bracha is kosher, the davening is kosher, no problem, and they basically say like this Rambam. Neither of them address the Taz, and it's troubling to me why they don't address the Taz's issue of Chukas Hagoy. Okay, so let's talk about women for a second.
Moshe says that if for whatever reason you don't have yarmulke recovery, you shouldn't daven.
I think he would tell you should miss the davening and make up too. Yeah. I think he would tell you to do that.
So tefillin,
I would tell you to put on the tefillin without a bracha. Mm-hmm. But davening, you can't daven. For whatever that's worth, right? Yeah. I'm not sure if that's worth anything.
So
you put on the tefillin, right. So tefillin you can put on without a bracha, but the Shemoneh Esrei can't say, or the Shema for that matter, he can't say. So the million-dollar question is, what happened to the women? Why don't women have to cover the head when they make brachas? That Shulchan Aruch wasn't gender-based. So if you look over at number 26 in the Sefer, Yaskel Avdi on the last page, Yaskel Avdi is one of the great Sfaradish Rabbanim before Rav Avad Yosef. He died in the 50s. So he was asked the Shaila. Asher l'sheila, oidas ha-bachuras ha-limodas b'beitah ha-sefer ha-charedim. The girls will learn in the religious schools. Tanakh, Mishnah, the Talmud. I'm not sure what Talmud they were learning in the Haredi schools, but that's a share for a different time. Do they have what to rely on? That the girls bench, they daven, none of them wear head coverings. So he writes, absolutely not. He thinks it's 100% wrong. The Shulchan Aruch never, Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch never said what gender you're from. Who ever made such a distinction? And he writes at the end, Avad, it's 100% wrong, and the schools have to enforce that all the girls have to wear yarmulkes, or head coverings, or caps, whatever they're going to wear, when they bench, and when they daven, and when they learn, when they say Shem Hashem. Okay? Some Svardim. We'll get to some Svardim. So if you look at the Sefer Ish Matzliach, he's a more contemporary Sefer, he writes that was the minhag in Tunisia. Tunisia and Garba. Not sure what that is. Gibraltar, probably, but that the minhag was the girls all were yarmulkes because when they davened, when they benched. Unbelievable. So the question is, where are we today? When was the last time you saw a girl? So again, married ladies, it's b'chal masai mona, they have their hair covering, which does create a shy. Let's say a married lady is at home, she's by herself, and she's not interested in keeping her hair covered, which she doesn't have to make a redin. Does she have to put on a head covering to make a bracha? But most of us know that single girls definitely don't. When was the last time you saw a single girl put on a hat to make a bracha? We've never heard such a thing. So Shlomo Zalman writes, number 28, they don't do it. And don't make them do it. Great. Why not? We learned the sugi, we saw the gemara, we saw the shulchan aruch. What's the difference? So they ran over to number 29 from the sefer called Halichas Bas Yisrael. It's a great sefer. It's all about halachas for women. Where he quotes a very long tshuva from Rebbe Avadya, where Rebbe Avadya says, because first of all, even for men it's disputed. The marshal, the prichadosh, the gra, all held, that a man can make a bracha without a yarmulke. So for women, we could be mekel. And he writes that he spoke to Rebbe Eliashiv, and Rebbe Eliashiv said that that's the accepted custom, that girls don't keep their head covered, and it's not a problem. But Rebbe Vadja himself writes in Yabi Oimer, as his son repeats it in Yalkut Yosef, Svardish girls will cover their heads when they damage Shemoneh Esrei. Single girls. Because of my sense of Shulchan Aruch. Yeshayim, you have to do it. Now, we Ashkenazim don't. But he writes that he should. But the question is, why don't we? What's the pshat? So they want a tiny that's based on a Chassam Sofer from Meseches Nedar. There's a Chassam Sofer number 31. Chassam Sofer writes, "Why is that again? Chassam Sofer lived in the 1800s. Why is that we're so firm about yarmulkes?" He writes, "Loi nago aveseinu kei betam minik prishes yerushimayim. The imkei noshim penuyes nami. If the whole yarmulke was yerushimayim, why don't single girls need yerushimayim? The inyan zein lechalik at the rabba, but noshim have a prishes tvei. Okay." By women, it's a bigger deal. Because a married lady who goes with her hair uncovered, that's a cardinal sin. So what do you see? That there is something about a girl's hair. So there's something about a girl's hair. Why don't single girls have to cover their hair? Says the Chassam Sofer, the whole yarmulke, it's not like it says in the Gemara. It's only because of the Taz. Okay, fine. Therefore, he says the whole choik was only for men. Women never had this thing. So maybe Zokta Chsamsev, the whole Hakbad of Yamakov from the get-go was only because of Chukas Agoyim. And the whole Chukas Agoyim was only for men and not for women. So therefore Zokta Tzitzeliezer and everything makes sense. Why don't single girls have to wear Yamakov? Because Yamakov is not about Yerushamayim. Yamakov are about Chukas Agoyim. And there was never Chukas Agoyim for the girls. Memela Zokta Tzitzeliezer, the whole thing about Yamakov and Brachas was an offshoot of that. The whole yarmulkes was, well, you can't make a bracha with the head uncovered because you walk around the whole day with the head, so it's not covered for a kodesh bracha. But if I don't walk around the whole day with a head covering, then I don't need to have the head covering for making a bracha. Therefore, said this is Liazah, that's why women don't have a problem with making a bracha without a head covering, because they never keep their head covered any other time of the day. Therefore, it's not a problem for a bracha. So that's the taka. So some paiskim hold that they taka have to. That's a question. Then they should. Lefizet, they should have to taka make a bracha, which some paiskim hold that way. Not all paiskim, but some paiskim hold that way.
So the basic thing they always explain to people why you mind yourself.
Right.
Why for the girls? No.
Right, because he's saying that's not the reason. The Chassam Sofer saying that that's not the real reason. All the Gemaras that we learned last week are not the real reason. That's right. He says the real reason is because of the Taz, not in Simon Ches. That was Chukas HaGoyim. The Goyim used to take off the Yarmulkes. Zefazak the Chassam Sofer. That's only the men and not the women. And therefore, that's why the Velt is Mekel. Okay?
According to that, when we don't have the Chukas HaGoyim now, we
don't
have to wear.
So today,
that's
right. Let's see how that goes. Let's see how that flies. So okay, so halacha l'maisa, there's a lot to discuss with the wearing of the yarmulke. But l'maisa, as a Rashi wrote in the truth, the minhag today is we do wear yarmulke. Mr. Shem, next week's shir, we're going to discuss house minyanim issues, problems about davening in a house minyanim. We'll be discussing that in Mr. Shem next week.